happened on SummerSlam in the post-match, the post-SummerSlam angle on Raw. We are supposed to, as WWE fans, as viewers, get worked up about a heel trying to punch a rival babyface. Okay, the punch missed and hit his wife. Accidents happen when wives are in the ring. The only thing Chris Jericho's guilty of is swinging and missing, not trying to hurt Shawn Michaels' wife. But we're told at the beginning of Raw, that what Chris Jericho did at SummerSlam was one of the most controversial moments in the history of SummerSlam. That's how Cole introduced the show. So, when a guy is set on fire after being chokeslammed off a ladder, falls through the ring, flames shoot up, that isn't the lead story. Why? Because it's from a different brand. But the problem is they're trying to do these two things at once. They're trying to get fans to be emotionally worked up over Jericho accidentally punching Shawn Michaels' wife. Accidentally. Swinging and missing, basically. And later in the show, they would show that she was actually quite fine. She got a fat lip. Big effing deal. I mean, you know, obviously, most guys would not be happy with their wife getting punched by anybody under any circumstances. I get that. But as a wrestling fan, a woman entered the ring and got hit. She got a fat lip. Okay. You know, compare that to Edge being set on fire. I'm sorry. It's tough for me to get really worked up about it. Now, if WWE had an internal constitution to their writing team, and I'm not overstating the need for this, they need to do this because there should be some rules about how what they do and what happens and what matters and what doesn't and what's important and what doesn't. I mean, it's little things too. A referee stopping a pinfall count after one slap of the mat, saying, no, no, that's too much. JBL against Jamie Noble on this show. Well, Jamie was about to be pinned. Just count to three and let JBL get the pinfall. What, does Jamie Noble have political power now to avoid doing jobs? It wasn't like JBL lifted his shoulder. Had the ref counted to two and JBL lifted the shoulder, completely understandable finish. Referee says, no, I won't let this go on. My judgment call, it's a TKO. But he counted to one, and at that particular moment decided, no, Jamie Noble can't quite handle being covered for another 2 seconds. I mean, that made no sense. Just as it made no sense that the referee disqualified Mark Henry, not for Tony Atlas hitting Matt Hardy, but just interfering with Matt Hardy's attempt at a pinfall. There's no consistency to the rules. Fans don't know whether to get worked up or not because everything is so freaking inconsistent. Same thing with how this mega spectacle, fiery finish to SummerSlam is handled compared to a fat lip. You've got to have a consistent tone. WWE does not have it. And yeah, aesthetically, from a writing integrity standpoint, it sucks. It's sloppy. It's embarrassingly lame. But if it didn't matter, it's an argument to be had academically. Okay, we wish WWE writers cared more about their craft and did a better job and paid more attention to detail. But it'd be the equivalent of a typo in a newspaper story. But when it affects your business, when it makes getting across a storyline less effective that should draw, because you're consistently ignoring one type of thing and conveniently forgetting other types of things while trying to make people care about something much less on a consistent basis, and you have referees who don't even know the rules, it gets frustrating as a viewer, and it takes you emotionally out of caring when you're not quite sure if caring about this is something that you should spend your time on, because it might be forgotten, it might pale in comparison to something else, it might not even be brought up. Obviously, the announcers were willing to talk about Edge and Undertaker. Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler were willing to talk about Edge and Undertaker last Monday when they were trying to get us to spend $40. But now that we spend $40, it's against the rules of Raw to talk about Undertaker and Edge. It's just silly. It's stupid. All right. The show opened cold with Chris Jericho's entrance. No pyro, no even Raw opening montage, Raw opening theme. Right to Jericho walk into the ring. And he says, oh, and then there's confusion even at the beginning, because Jerry Lawler said what Chris Jericho did was despicable. He was too heavy-handed at the beginning. He actually either broke from script or somebody realized quickly that didn't sound right. I mean, there was some attention to detail here. It's just they were fixing a mess because then Jerry Lawler two other times in the show said, well, Jericho didn't intend to hit her. That was an accident. So that doesn't really gel with what Lawler said here at the beginning of the show as Jericho's walking to the ring saying what Jericho did, some would call it despicable. Why? It was one wrestler punching a rival. That happens a lot in pro wrestling, Jerry. So what was despicable? The fact that Michaels ducked? I mean, you could make an argument Michael should have taken the punch. He knew where his wife was. How dare he duck and let his wife take the punch for him? That would be despicable. But what Jericho did wasn't despicable. What was despicable, what was to come, which is not showing any remorse. You know, you could say, well, Jericho did not show remorse for the accident. Okay, that you can make a case despicable. But they had a problem here. Lawler seemed to have someone perhaps feed him a little information in his earpiece saying, This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.